Good afternoon. This is Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center with a 1 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl. Hurricane Earl is continuing to be a very strong major hurricane, moving north rather quickly now across the Atlantic Ocean just off the southeastern United States. Earl was about 260 miles due south of Cape Hatteras, moving to the north, again, at about 20 miles per hour. The maximum sustained winds continue to be around 140 miles per hour, though we anticipate the beginning of a weakening trend to occur as more wind shear is encountered and then eventually cooler waters are encountered. That being said, it is a large hurricane. The hurricane force winds go out 90 miles from the center, and the tropical storm force winds go out about 230 miles. We now have hurricane warnings in effect along the Carolina coast, obviously for the approach of Earl from the Virginia state line down the Bogue Inlet. We also have a warning out now for southeastern Massachusetts, mainly affecting the south-facing coastline and Cape Cod and the islands. That's for the fact that this storm is going to be really moving fast up the coast, off the shore, and then real near Nantucket by Saturday morning, moving into the Gulf of Maine and then eventually into the Canadian Maritimes. There will also be tropical storm warnings in effect from north of the Virginia's North Carolina state line to eastern Long Island, and a hurricane watch is still in effect from Cape Henlopen in Delaware to the Virginia state line. Storm surge, 3 to 5 feet possible off in the Carolinas. We're still looking for 1 to 3 feet in New England when the storm goes by there. 1 to 4 inches of rain in the Carolinas is expected, and up to 6 inches in southeast New England when the storm goes past there. So now is the day to be prepared. Major impacts will occur tonight, on into tomorrow, on into Saturday morning along the eastern seaboard of the United States. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. update on Hurricane Earl.